Call and take rest breaks in a shady area. Recognize the symptoms of heat illness such as dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and a lack of thirst. If you do get sick, tell your employer and seek medical attention immediately. To learn more, visit www.dir.ca.gov. Know your rights. This is a Cal OSHA worker safety message.
Hello, I'm Mariano Rivera to tell you about being a volunteer for the USA Freedom Corps. Everyone is capable of doing something. For example, I volunteered to be the radio spokesperson. They say, how does being a volunteer troop leader sound?
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News.
Over the past 2 weeks, we have discussed the many reasons for our high cost of living here in the Bay Area, from housing, taxes, energy, insurance, workers' compensation, land use policies, transportation, and infrastructure. This November, we will have the opportunity to make some significant and sweeping changes to the state's infrastructure, and in the coming weeks, we will give you the best information possible to make the right decisions. But right now, how can we make a difference? What changes can we all make to change the way we all live? We interviewed many experts, and they all mentioned the environment as one major player on how to drive down the cost of living. We need to buy and demand fuel and energy-efficient cars. We need to be smart about our energy use. 30% of daily electricity use is wasted. You save that 30%, and there will never be the threat of rolling blackouts. And get active. Instead of driving, walk, ride your bike, or use public transit. If everyone did this just one day a week, can you imagine how much cleaner our air would be, less congested our freeways would be, and how much healthier we all would be? And finally, donate and recycle instead of trashing. Almost everything these days can be recycled. It goes beyond the cans and bottles that we have all been taught to put in those colored bins come garbage day. Clothes, electronics, tires, oil can all be recycled, and it doesn't cost a penny. If the Bay Area is the most expensive place to live in the United States, then let's make it the best place to live as well.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in, safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1671. That's 1-800-644-1671. 1-800-644-1671.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one, slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Good morning, 7:04 on this Friday, September 29th, and you're dialed into Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake with Willie Brown and Will Durst. We're live at West Coast Green. It's a three-day conference and expo at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Guests include three participants in this event: author and architect Sarah Suzanka, PG&E's Nancy McFadden, and green building luminary Tom Palladino. Joining us too, East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee, co-author of The Best War Ever, John Stauber, and comedian Greg Proops.
Holy moly, what a show.
Along with your call.
Why weren't all the shows like this? We wouldn't be going off the air if we had all these shows, all these guests on this show.
Not only that, I don't understand why you're playing that happy music this morning. It ought to be Taps.
Yeah, where's the
Willie and the Poor Boys?
He is done, gone the sun.
Now, Willie and the Poor Boys is the original theme of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Yeah, but...
And the original name, as a matter of fact.
That was played when we were the Poor Boys, not the Dead Boys.
It's a Civil War reenactment here.
Moving right along.
In the west wing of the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
Come on, this is not the Bataan Death March.
Yeah,
gentlemen.
It will be by the time.
We're going to take your calls at 866-960-5753. As usual, your emails when you contact us at quakeradio.com. I'm Paul Wells, and obviously, good morning, Will and Willie.
You're up. Oh, they get whalers here?
No, I just marked pages.
Then how are we going to get their email?
That will happen at the station. They'll relay it back to here at the Bill Graham Civic, and we'll know.
In old technology.
Yeah.
Mr. Brown, good morning. And the last show, the Will and Willie show. You know, we
call
it the last
emails.
Show. Then.
I cannot believe these emails.
I know. Where were these
people? They're like voters when you lose. The voters who didn't vote for you?
I voted for you.
Yeah, I voted for you.
We should explain for those who are just joining in on the quake right now that yesterday Will Durst happened to say before he
breached
the door.
A radio etiquette you're not supposed to say. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I got a chastising email
from who?
From Paul Wiles.
For what?
Yes, for mentioning the fact that we were canned yesterday on the radio.
I mean, that's a reality. Why,
it's keeping it real. Well, Will turned to me. We're keeping it real. I said, I am if you.
That, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what you did. So we got a whole avalanche of emails.
We may have been camped. I got to tell you, sleeping on those sleep train mattresses is good.
Hey, you guys got one.
I got my mattress.
I was
think
told
we're still going to get commercial endorsements?
I got mine.
Oh, you don't care.
No, I hear we are. I got a memo today saying that commercial endorsements.
You know what that is? That's happy talk before you leave, and then give me your card key and bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, that's just happy talk.
Did you notice I gave up mine yesterday morning? I walked in.
You offered to give up yours.
No, I did. I gave it up. Off my resume.
Speaking of giving it up, the Senate gave it up to President Bush.
Oh, there he goes, trying to shoehorn the same thing I've always done with this show.
This show is such a great show. It's such a fun
short attention span theater. Exactly.
No, but it's a San Francisco show. It's
Absolutely,
where you get your news, as Tim Redmond said yesterday. Hey, you get the information about what's going on in the city. You get everything down. And then yesterday afternoon, of course, everybody in town's calling me. They were calling me because they overheard us say something that is going to be printed in the Guardian about a strip club.
Oh, the lusty lady. Yeah,
yeah,
I was listening
to
your interview.
The little fight. Yeah, the little fight that's going on over there. Yeah, and the two guys got on the board of directors and proceeded to offer some corrective action. They said the reason we aren't making as much money as we used to make it, for three reasons, and they listed the three reasons.
And one of them, you're too old, you're too fat,
and you're too ugly. So, last night.
Not what out-of-towners are looking for in their strip.
Last night. The lusty lady was packed. Everybody was showing up over there last thing.
Are you getting a percentage, Mr. Mayor?
It's right now. No. No. It's in kind. I don't take money. What are you talking about?
In kind. 960, the Quake at 708.
Where is it?
It's over near, it's on Columbus, near Jeanette's place.
Oh, really?
Yes. What even, where is it? I mean, I don't believe this. I don't, where is it? Did I fall
no,
for
innocent
that one?
Look.
Did
where
I
is
fall?
It?
Did I fall for that one? Oh.
You know, this thing, though, about not doing the radio, not with the, without the 4:30 a.m. wake-up call, I'll get to go to Tosca again. I've been to Tosca once in the
since
last 9 months since we've been on the radio.
Mm-hmm. That was the buzz last night, by the way, because I decided to try to renew my acquaintanceship.
Willie Brown's re-entering the social
he's
world.
He's back. He's back. Man, bartenders were setting me up last night. Oh, man, are we glad to see you.
That's right. There's a lot of bartenders being able to send their kids to college
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. So as of tonight, you know, I'm doing two logical things. I have to go over and do something for the Democratic Party in Alameda later
tonight?
This afternoon, yeah. Early evening. And then I got to go out to Hunters Point Bayview and do some family event that I ordinarily wouldn't get invited to. The only decency would be while I'm on the air, and so I didn't use any curse words and things like that. So they now think they can trust me. Just wait. Oh, just wait. And I can't wait till Sunday.
On Sunday, as he is presaging, a little foreshadowing, Sunday is Comedy Day, and I encourage everybody to come out to Comedy Day in the park. It's in Sharon Meadow. Willie Brown's going to throw out the first joke at noon.
Yes.
All you guys are invited, mm-hmm. And I'll be on in the first hour. Greg Proops will be on later on in the day, and a guy named Bill Burr is closing it up.
And Greg Proops is one of our guests this morning here as we're live from West Coast Green. The door is open on this place.
You're going to have to talk about this show.
The door is open on this place at 10 o'clock this morning, by the way. And it's a three-day expo.
Not that we are located where we could tell their doors.
We're down the hallway in the Bill Graham Center.
Down the hallway. Are you kidding me?
I think we're the cheese at the end of the rat's maze.
As a matter of fact, when I put in the GPS, this slot wasn't on the thing.
Well, if the place is opening at 10, what are we doing alive remote for if the people can't come to see us? What's the sense?
You're looking at me?
Oh. Well, I think somebody has to discuss the fact that the Republicans won two big victories yesterday. They got wiretap. Can you imagine? Bounced it from 72 days to 90 days now. And, you know, the cat can tap anything he wishes. And then, of course, they got the authorization to torture.
65 to 34, the Senate voted to go along pretty much with the House
authorization
bill.
To torture.
America's a torturing
oh,
country.
Oh, my. And every vote reflected pretty much what you would think on the political side.
Partisan, right down.
Oh, right down. And it's heralded as GOP victories for Bush in the White House. And then you see these three suits standing there. Three suits, and they look just like guys right out of central casting for Halliburton. As a matter of fact, it's the same photograph that will be post the White House, because the three of those guys will be working for Halliburton. They were all standing there in great triumph with a Georgie boy in the middle, espousing why this is going to make sure that we are safe from terrorism.
The torture boys.
Yeah, that's who they are. And then, of course...
Did you see the New York Times article about Jack Abramoff?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
So the White House said, oh, yeah, Abramoff was here. He was here about four times. So the House had a committee and investigated, went through Abramoff's records, went through the White House records. Turns out that four, White House a little bad at math. Four is how many? 485 times Abramoff had been at the White House.
You know what they didn't discover, though, is my talking to some of the brothers that worked there, he had a cot.
No. I never know when you're pulling our leg, Mr. Mayor. Did Jack Abramoff really have a cot at the White House?
Yes, he did. He had a cot at the White House.
Oh,
well,
my God.
You can't go in out of there 482 times
not
without
at least
sleeping there a few times.
Not
give
a little
me a break.
Sleepover.
That's
my.
A year.
That's
if
right.
That's once a day, that's
and my
a year
guess
and a,
is,
that's 15 months.
My guess is, in honor of Queer Channel, he slept in the Queen's room.
Bada-boom.
Hey, are you on the show today, Michelle?
No, but Michelle
There's
is
no
here.
Clear channel
she's
present.
Also another thing that she does at the Quake is she's one of our account executives, and this is her deal. We're here for her.
Oh, this is her account?
Yes, it
is. So we're here in front of no audience doing a live remote in an empty hallway because of you?
We are here at the Bill Graham Civic on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Paying for my parking in the Civic Center lot?
This is a three-day residential building expo and green building, which is why it's called West Coast Green. Now, tomorrow is Homeowners Day, and people only have to pay $20 if they register online.
You put blue and yellow together. Bill Green.
And that would be at westcoastgreen.com, and then it's $30 at the door tomorrow. But
$30?
At the door, but $20 online. And I believe RFK Jr. is one of the speakers here.
Why is it 20 here? Online and 30 at the door?
Another one of the speakers is our next guest.
Oh, because you
print
up your own
She's
ticket,
an author
right?
of the Not So,
so
Big
using
series.
Your printer and your ink and your time. What?
No, you always charge poor people more.
That's right. You don't have a computer. $10.
$10
stupid tax.
Well, they could go to an online cafe and pay $10 and register.
It's a $10 Luddite tax if you don't have a computer.
Hey, how about this? They're going to require a photo ID to vote now. But Congress.
That's going through, too?
That is going through.
That was part of the immigration bill. But
it's crazy that this is our last day on the air with Keeping Real with Will and Willie, because there's so much work to do between now and 40 days from now when the election is happening.
Not only that, I'm going to show Jamie Foxx's picture and see what that person at the voter booth, that little old lady, look up to.
We're making radio history this morning from 7 to 10. Stick around.
We're committing
Keeping it real with Will and
no,
Willie. 7:15 on 960 The Quake.
I just got old.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:15 to 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. And this report brought to us by Chrysler Jeep. Got great news for you. Hardly anything going on. Metering lights are on. Not a big delay at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Couple minute wait. The upper deck is okay in the San Francisco. BART's on time and the H train on time as well. And no major freeway problems reported in the 9-county Bay Area at the moment. It's the deal you've been waiting for. The Chrysler Jeep 96-hour clearance event from now through October 2nd. You only have 96 hours to get the best deals of the year. Hurry. The Chrysler Jeep 96-hour clearance event ends October 2nd. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Janice Ian. Do you remember how excited you were at the start of summer every year and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
I'm Melody Thomas-Scott. If you're a parent of a child with health problems, finding the best medical resources can be a nightmare. It can make anyone's life feel like a daytime drama. That's why Shriners Hospitals are so important. They provide expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or severe burns totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Let's dance. Let's dance for love.
There you go, Mr. Mayor. By request of Willie L. Brown Jr., Donna Summer's Last Dance, and good morning, 719. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on this Friday, September 29th on Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells, and we're doing the trio today as our last dance on the air from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. And Sarah Suzanka joins us right now. She's an innovative architect and an author of the series of books that are very interesting called Not So Big. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Is that your title, innovative architect?
Yeah, well, you can call me that.
What is an innovative architect? Where'd you go to school to get that title?
You don't get a degree in that one.
Oh, you just
kind of like radio, huh?
You have to think outside the box a little bit. So.
I see.
Yeah, so that's what I'm
doing.
Wow,
you gave her another mic. She's got two mics now.
What I've been doing really is I practiced residential architecture for about 20 years, and then I started to realize that people were really looking for something that they didn't know how to articulate, which is a better house, but better and bigger are not necessarily synonymous. And so what I've started to
do... Oh, you don't think that, huh?
I don't think so. So what I've done is written a series of books to help people understand how to make a better house that's actually right-sized, that's really in proportion to our human scale, rather than made for giants. And that's really what I'm out there doing. And that's why I'm here today at West Coast Green.
You still do residential stuff?
I actually do mostly writing and public speaking now, and I encourage people to find architects and builders.
Now, you're one of the speakers here at West Coast Green. RFP Jr. is another here at the Bill Graham Civic, and it's through tomorrow. It's a three-day expo, and this is the beginning of the second day.
It
opens at 10 this morning. Are you speaking today?
I'm speaking today, but today is a trade day, so it's more expensive. It's about, I think, $130
Holy
today.
Man.
So it's only $20 online tomorrow. Or
tomorrow is your better deal.
Homeowner's Day.
Homeowner's Day is tomorrow.
So today and there is for the vendors and stuff.
That's right.
I'm qualified to do that and pound a nail.
It's an incredible show, though. I really, really encourage people to come down here. I've been to a lot of green building shows, and this one, the energy here is phenomenal.
You know,
really
he just
exciting.
Got a new place. And are you gonna design
Billy
it
Brown?
Inside yourself, or are you going to have someone come in? What are you going to do, Mr. Mayor?
My log cabin?
Yeah, your log
your
cabin.
Your log cabin.
Yeah. My log cabin?
With the word saint at the beginning of
you
it.
Know, I'm a knockoff guy.
You're a knockoff guy?
Yeah, I just walk around and check her out.
What, are you going to get? I'll just follow her, take
that's
pictures?
Right. That's right.
Sarah Suzanka is our guest here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960
I take it to my, you know, near artists and guys that work for beers, and they
good.
Do it. They produce it. And they're very proud of it. Sometimes it doesn't exactly fit.
Yeah. We didn't get Frank Geary. We got his brother George Geary.
We need to get you to take a look at Not So Big House series, and you probably get lots of ideas of things that you can, you know, include into whatever it is you're building.
Is solar? I know it's fast growing. It's becoming cheaper. The technology constantly improves, but is it really cost efficient now? Are we at the point where we can start making money?
We are at that point, and you'll see, if you come to the exhibit hall and just take a look at some of the products that are here, it's amazing. The things that you can do to reduce the amount of energy that you're consuming from the grid is really amazing. It's coming.
But
it's almost here.
What you cannot do, though, is you cannot get rid of the excess energy you may produce from that.
You can't sell it back to PG&E.
You can't get it back
is
on the grid.
Is that right here?
No, you can't get it back on the grid. I don't know. My son took the backyard. He's in a slanted place in Oakland, and he wanted to put all these solar panels down so that he'd end up with no cost of energy for himself, but there was an excess amount of energy that would come from that. And we tried our best to get to sell it back. Oh, are you kidding me? No.
A lot of places in the country are really changing that. And what you'll hear here is just a huge amount of change that's being suggested.
Every 6 months.
Every city, every county in the country is really looking at how do we make a more sustainable world. And this is what this conference is all about.
Speaking of that, is any part of this conference where they take the insulation and use old denim and...
They've got
like
a lot of different products.
Yeah, did you read about that?
Yeah, that's when I want to ask her about that.
I don't know. I haven't seen that particular product on the floor, but I've got
there. It was an article where you're cutting up old blue jeans and using it as insulation.
I knew that there was some purpose for blue jeans. Other than what
now
I've been seeing people doing with them.
There's wool insulation I've seen here. There's a lot of different cellulose materials. There's just so many different products right now on the marketplace.
If you were no longer just a talker,
right?
On a writer,
yes.
But you were still advising.
An architecture.
Would you tell Will Durst what substance and what product you'd recommend that he insulate his walls with, designed by you?
And we're speaking to Sarah Zuzanka. She's the author of the Not So Big series, and she is an innovative architect who will be speaking here
today.
West Coast Green. It's at the Bill Graham Civic. Now, this is one of the builders' days, and then
she was
going to
answer a question.
Homeowners.
I interrupted a question.
Both of you interrupt the question.
Well,
I asked.
They
question,
tell me to reset three times every hour, and
Will.
What?
I'm back.
You followed
for today only.
You
don't worry about it.
Hey guys,
just be willing.
You followed their leadership and you got us.
Wonderful event here. Homeowners can come tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
back to my
the question. Why don't we reset the question, Mr. Mayor?
We don't need to reset the question.
I don't remember what it was.
And
she
you're
does.
Not, you're
do.
Not relevant.
I do. It's hard to get around.
I've been rendered irrelevant by Willie L. Brown Jr. My life is now complete.
I think that it depends on what you're doing. Are you remodeling? Would you remodel?
Yes.
Well, there's a number of different materials that you can do. There's one that's my favorite, which is a blow-in blanket that allows you to actually fill cavities very solidly with a fiberglass material that makes a really wonderful energy blanket. There are some
fiberglass, but not asbestos.
Right.
No,
we
don't do that no more.
Sir.
What kind of blanket did you call it?
It's blow-in blanket. There are many that are natural materials that you'll see here, and I'm afraid I can't give you the names of them, but there's a lot of options. If you take the surface of the wall off, there's one of my favorite products is called Isonene, which is a very, it looks like a foam, almost like a cake, but it fills in the space in the stud cavity, and it is a terrific, it gives you a terrific R value. So there's a lot of different products. Come
fill
down
in
here.
The space in the stud cavity?
I was wondering if you would jump on that.
You guys, I got to watch my
There's a huge stud cavity here in San Francisco, isn't there? Sir Zuzanka, I take it that you're not part of the McMansion movement here, where people see, my wife and I, we have a 950-square-foot house. Now, we get a slanted roof.
Right.
On top of that, what I want to do is continue the slant of the roof another 3 or 4 feet. So we'll add maybe, I don't know, 350 square
mm-hmm.
feet.
Right.
It won't be a whole third floor. It'll just be a half third floor looking. And I want to do that and give
right.
us a lot. And I hear that it's going to cost me hundreds and thousands of dollars, which I don't have.
Right.
You know. Is it?
Well, it depends on who you're working with, I think.
I want that architect who's going to tell me it's not going to cost hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of money.
I want to tell you, on my website, notsobighouse.com, mm-hmm. there's a home professionals directory that gives you a link to builders and architects and designers
and
in this area. Yep. Who can help you. So I would start calling around.
Notsobighouse.com. Got it.
And if you go to that directory, you'll find people that can help you. And
well, I was
interview.
That close to starting it until I got fired from my radio job.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
So now when people show up tomorrow on the cheap day, inexpensive day,
right.
will they be able to go to booths and get the same kind of...
Yes, absolutely.
Booths? Get the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Questions will be answered
by
people.
They will have an incredible education just by walking around the show. I mean, I have, and I've been doing this stuff for years. So
what time do you speak today?
I'm on at 9, And as we said, this, unfortunately, this is the expensive day. I'm speaking to people who are in the trade, and so people are here all day to learn what
and
they can.
And you finish at what time?
I'm at 10:30.
And what are your plans after that?
I head to
later,
the airport.
Mr. Mayor. Sarah Suzanka, thank you for joining us here.
In there? Is it like a trade show?
On Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Lots of things to look at, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of literature.
There's over 250 exhibitors here. Everything you could possibly need to know, Will Durst, about designing and building a healthier home is here. $20 register online for tomorrow, Saturday, Homeowners Day, West Coast Green at the Bill Graham Civic. Go to westcoastgreen.com. We'll have more guests, PG&E's Nancy McFadden, and we'll be talking about how you can save about 80% on your energy costs at home if you really work on it. And green building luminary Tom Palladino will be joining us as well in the 9 o'clock hour, as well as Greg Proops.
And each of them will be asked to tell us how to fill the stud cavity.
Yeah, we'll also have as a guest here at the Bill Graham Civic, John Stauber, who's co-author of Best War Ever, just fantastic. Fantastic book that's now out in paperback. And a little bit later this hour, a quick phone call from Congresswoman Barbara Lee. There has been some victories in Congress, too. It's Keeping It Real, live from the Bill Graham Civic. I'm Paul Wells, and we also have, of course, Willie Brown, and as the loose cannon today, Will Durst on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
God will be the judge and the jury this time.
Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County, Florida, after authorities kill an accused cop killer. It ends a massive manhunt in Central Florida. He was found hiding in thick brush when he refused to show his hands. Police opened fire. The suspect allegedly shot two deputies, killing one of them. Police in Colorado say there's a suicide note from the man who took six girls hostage at a high school and killed one of them. The suspect eventually took his own life as police closed in on him. President Bush is discussing the war on terror during a speech this morning.
This is the challenge of our time. This is the call of a generation to stand against extremists and support moderate leaders across the broader Middle East.
On Capitol Hill, Congress is fighting the clock as they work to pass several key pieces of terror legislation before breaking to campaign for fall elections. This is CNN Radio. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 3 points right now. It needs to end the day with a gain of about 4 points to break the all-time record high close. Americans cut back their spending in August. The government says consumer spending fell by the largest amount in almost a year. The numbers show weak income growth and rising inflation. Firefighters say they're finally getting the upper hand on a Southern California wildfire that's been burning for almost a month.
This has just been one of the most difficult and complex fires to fight. The firefighters are out there going to have stories that will last years on the difficulty of this one.
Charlie Johnson with the U.S. Forest Service says the blaze is now more than 60% contained. The brother-in-law of the chief judge in Saddam Hussein's genocide trial has been gunned down in Baghdad. The judge's nephew has been wounded. Police are not sure if they were targeted. The most trusted name in news.
Where to start? Divorce with Dignity specializes in divorce planning and legal document assistance. Because they are not attorneys, they can literally save you thousands of dollars and help you part amicably without litigation. You can do this peacefully and with dignity for you both. Call Divorce with Dignity, 1-800-459-5556. That's 1-800-459-5556. Or visit dwdignity.com.
Do you really know how much you can save on your electricity bill from installing solar panels on your home? Do you know that you can save up to 30% of the installed cost from federal and state incentives? Alter Systems is the leading Bay Area designer and installer of solar photovoltaic systems for your home or business. They can help answer all your solar energy questions. Visit altersystems.com or call 866-568-5579. That's 866-568-5579 or visit altersystems.com. Go solar and go green for life.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
From Consumer Reports, Questions of Health. I'm Ernie Sprantz. You use earplugs and chew gum when flying, but still have ear pain and muffled hearing after landing. What else can you do? Yawning or swallowing frequently, as well as chewing gum or sucking on candy, may help relieve airplane ear, the collective name for the pain, slight hearing loss, ringing, or pressure in the ears that can occur during altitude changes. A nasal decongestant may also help by unblocking the ear tubes. If you're still in pain or feeling clogged, try pinching your nostrils shut, closing your mouth, then exhaling very gently until you hear a pop in your ears. Do not blow too hard. That could perforate the eardrum. If the discomfort lasts longer than 12 hours after landing, or if the ear pain is severe, call your doctor. And try not to fly if you have a cold or other respiratory infection, both of which increase the likelihood of ear problems. You pay a premium for liquid vitamin and mineral supplements, which are supposedly better absorbed by the body. Are they worth the cost? Probably not, unless you have trouble swallowing solid supplements. In theory, liquid supplements should be better absorbed by the stomach since they're already dissolved. But there's little research to substantiate that idea, and at least some evidence has shown no meaningful difference. So the better absorbability in theory most likely doesn't justify the added cost. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Ah, yes, indeed. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 735. Good morning on this Friday, September 29th. And you've dialed in with Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells. We're live at West Coast Green. This is a three-day conference and expo at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. And we have some guests who are participants in this event. Next hour, we'll hear from PG&E's Nancy McFadden. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, Green Building Luminary Tom Palladino. Congresswoman Barbara Lee will be joining us from Washington, D.C. a little bit later in this hour, too. In the same segment, we'll have the Burst of Durst. Will, you do have a burst today, don't you?
Oh, I have a burst.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Mr. Agnew is listening to my burst.
Okay.
The bubble will be burst today. Everything's bursting. Spring is bursting out. You know, we made it through 9 months. That ain't bad.
Took nine months to get this show on the air, and we've been doing it for 9 months.
Yeah, so that's a 50-50 proposition.
Been a great ride. Learned a lot. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
And
whether
what
I'm
occurred
on
with us
not.
Is the same thing that happens when you, you know, you're pregnant in 9 months.
That's right. And then 9 months later, somebody abducts your baby.
So, we over. I love these emails. So that's about 30
the
pages.
Water broke.
Yeah. How about 30 pages of emails here?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Now, tomorrow, at this Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, which is great to be at the Bill Graham Civic. I've seen so many wonderful shows here. I've been to the Bay Area Music Awards here many, many times. A lot of people have.
Are we really in the Bill
yes,
Graham
we're just
Civic
in the hall. The main hall is right behind you. You should walk in and make it echo. Oh, $20. Register online for Homeowners Day tomorrow, Saturday, at westcoastgreen.com.
You guys are great. Pardon my language. You're going off the air? Oh, that really sucks.
That's one of the emails?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I love them.
Now, there's some big things going on in the world, of course. The Senate has voted to give President Bush the authorization to torture the detainees to in any manner he sees fit, as a matter of fact.
What are you doing here? It just struck me. What are you doing here?
John Scott's back in the studio doing the traffic
stuff. Is he going to join us for breakfast?
Yes, we'll have a nice breakfast later on. We're all
going to
get together.
This has been a great experience. To feed your face.
I have never seen more hardworking people in show business than the staff at the Quake.
Well, John Scott's
Tony Ryan, John
you, you're
Scott,
aware that John Scott's
Junior
not permitted
here,
outside
Jamie
of the station.
Alan.
You know, it's like you have a pet in the yard, right? And you put a little electrical deal on.
No, electrical. Oh,
gentlemen.
Yeah. And so the deal hit, boom, and you go back.
Just learned that Congresswoman Barbara Lee from the 9th District is going to have to vote later. So instead of being in the next segment, she's with us right now at 7:38 on 960 The Quake. Good morning, Barbara Lee, one of our regular guests. Always great to hear your voice on the airwaves. Welcome to 960 The Quake.
Glad to be with you this morning. Sorry about the change in time, but we have another vote in about 5 minutes. So.
Oh, Congresswoman, no. Thank you for adjusting your schedule and joining us here on the last Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
So tell me about the victories about Darfur.
No. Before she does that, Barbara, they fired me.
No way. Nobody fires you.
I agree with you. They fired me. So check the FCC and see about the license of this station.
You just move on to bigger and better things.
They don't know who they're messing with, do they?
Hey, listen, Barbara, congratulations, Congresswoman. It was more than 3 years ago that you start peppering me as a member of the Board of Trustees of CalPERS, and just a few days ago, the state of California says we will divest from CalPERS and from the pension funds of the University of California. You are to be singly congratulated.
First thank you for your support and making sure that we were able to raise this to this level. You know, myself and other members of the California delegation, Zoe Rothman, Maxine, Juanita, Melinda McDonald, and Diane Watson, we decided to write to CalPERS, and I think you remember that. We wrote a letter. And
yes, you did.
Why, you know, we had a moral obligation to get the blood off of our pension funds. And the Californians, if they knew that, would not want that. And I am telling you, this has been a long, long struggle. And without your help, we never could have done it.
But you know, it's amazing, Congresswoman. We now have two demonstrations of human rights being protected. And the origin of each of those, California. That first was apartheid, which you were a part of. And now we deal with the issues in Darfur and Sudan.
Absolutely.
This is absolutely history. History in the making.
And, you know, it's really amazing because it just took a couple of people to get this going. And, I mean, the students, the faith community, elected officials, we unified around this. I mean, 450,000 people have died. 2.5 million people have been displaced, and this is not stopping. So California is once again in the lead. And let me just say to you, I've got to say that we commend the governor for signing it. That was the right thing to do. But in the spirit of bipartisanship, Phil Angelides helped us tremendously on the CalPERS board.
No, CalPERS and CalSTRS. He was on both of those boards.
Yeah, and CalSTRS, and you were very key in that because we never would have gotten the light of day. We wouldn't have even been able to come up there and testify and do the things that we had to do to get this moving had it not been for yourself and Phil Angelides.
Now, what are the possibilities, Congresswoman, of your using that same talent to help us get rid of Bush?
What do you think I'm doing every day? And let me just say, you know, for 2 years, 2.5 years now, I've been pushing to try to get this war ended, but also since day one, of course, I didn't support it, but no permanent basis. We do not want a permanent military presence in Iraq. And I've been working on this and working on this, and let me just tell you, finally we got the conference committee to adopt my provision, no permanent military bases in Iraq, and that's going to the president now in the Defense Appropriations Conference Committee.
And that voice you're hearing is that of Barbara Lee, the only vote with courage a long time ago when the president got the first opportunity to engage in this war.
Mm-hmm.
It was Barbara Lee's vote that said no, no, no. And it was the only vote of all the members of Congress.
And you were prescient, Miss Barbara Lee, Congresswoman for the Congressional District of California here on 960 The Quake.
From Oakland.
And no other member of Congress has been on this show as often as Congresswoman
Barbara Lee.
That's true.
On 960, The Quake, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and we're here at West Coast Green at the Bill Graham Center.
Let me thank you so much for allowing our voices to be heard in the Bay Area, because so often we're stifled. You know, very few people know what the heck we're doing back here in D.C., and you've really given us the opportunity to be able to put our program out there, our agenda, and to help people understand why it's necessary to take back the House, the Senate, and the White House, because democracy really is at a defining moment, and we're about to lose everything that we thought we had.
Make sure you tell your troops to continue the optimism, but more importantly, continue the dedicated work that you've been doing to get to that optimistic point, so that on November 7th at 8:01 a.m., the Quake reports Nancy Pelosi and her group of merrymakers have triumphed.
Absolutely. And we'll have a great Speaker of the House from San Francisco, our leader now, who really has unified our party and the Democrats to do what we're going to do. And I think the country will be a better place. The world will be a better place.
It's hard to come against the monolith, though. I mean, we are now a torturing country. How can we have any moral authority? Where is the moral high ground?
There is none. And let me just tell you, right after 9/11, you know, when I gave my speech why I could not give this administration or any administration a blank check to wage war, I quoted from the clergy at the National Cathedral during the memorial service. He said, as we act, let us not become the evil we deplore. Well, let me tell you, that's exactly what's happening. When you look at the torture now, the legalized torture, you look at the fact that wiretapping is now okay legally, no real FISA court requirements have to be upheld. When you look at how these last two bills have been just railroaded through, it's very scary. The abuse of power, the consolidation of power, the fact that we have one party that is clamping down on constitutional rights in the name of the war on terror, like they did during the McCarthy era, clamping down based on fighting communism. You remember COINTELPRO and J. Edgar Hoover and what they did with Dr. King and Coretta Scott King. We're back there, if not further back, and it's a very dangerous and scary time.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee, thank you for joining us. I know you have to go vote on the floor of the House of Representatives. This is their last day in session before they
What's
break.
The vote, Ms. Lee?
Pardon?
What's the vote going to be on?
Okay, right now we're voting on the rule on Homeland Security, the Appropriations Conference Report. Of course, we have not had any opportunities to amend this bill. We haven't had any opportunities to really debate it. And so I have to vote no on the rule.
Well, go cast your vote. The courageous yes, Barbara Lee, the representative of the 9th District in the East Bay in Oakland, thank you for being a regular contributor to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio here. We are live from the West Coast Green Conference and Expo. It's at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Today is one of the Builders' Days, but tomorrow it's one day for the homeowners. $20 register online, westcoastgreen.com, $30 at the door. RFK Jr. will be speaking here tomorrow at 10 a.m., and the doors will open at 9 for registration. Everything you need to design a home and build a healthier home and keep it green is right here, and we're keeping it real on Progressive Talk Radio, 746 on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
746 and 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by the Capitol Corridor. And here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Crash in Concord on westbound 4 just after Willow Pass Road. It's three cars and the left lane is blocked. All of our problems, well, I got a new North Bay trouble here. 101 southbound at Ignacio Valley Road. That is not a correct address. My apologies. It looks like something is going on between 37 and the 580 junction on 101 through Marin County. We'll update in just a couple of minutes. We do know about a crash on West 80 past Highway 4. Two cars, one lane blocked. CHP and an ambulance have been called. 60 BART trains are on time. Now the Capitol Corridor has 32 weekday trains from Sacramento to Oakland, plus increased service between Oakland and San Jose. More service, more trains. Visit CapitolCorridor.org for more info. Routes and fares are subject to change without notice. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this.
It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Some shoppers lust for status. Others crave convenience. Rent-to-own stores appeal to both. But the price-conscious need not apply. Next week on Report to Consumers, behind the hype of renting to own. Plus, recommended auto batteries, shopping tips from our fleet of shoppers, and questions of money. All this and more next week on Report to Consumers.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an ideal scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
It's the truth as we see it, not as they sell it. 751, Progressive Talk, Radio 960, The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Willie Brown and Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. We are live from West Coast Green, the three-day expo and conference at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in the Civic Center of San Francisco, this great hall, and there are over 250 exhibitors here. There is a day tomorrow for homeowners, and it's $20 to register at westcoastgreen.com. We'll have more guests who are involved in this, but hey, you know, we're talking about wiretaps, and John Lennon, Will Durst, was one of the people who's wiretapped by the FBI and others in 1972. There's a new movie called War is Over.
War is Over.
What is the movie called?
It's called The U.S. versus John Lennon, Paul. It's a documentary, and it's, let's see, 99 minutes long. And it's appearing, it's opening up today at Bay Area theaters all over. I guess it documents, you know, the war against John Lennon, and where he was protesting. Of course, you got the peace,
war is
the
over.
Bed in.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were trying to throw him out of the country, right?
They actually had a, he was not allowed in, and then it went to the Supreme Court, I think.
They did win the case eventually.
Yes.
But it was President Nixon who was doing it, right?
Yes, and he, Nixon, who used the FBI, the Immigration Service, the Justice Department, and they used it all to get him thrown out of the country. But it is saying he was a risk to the nation. But because he feared Lenin, it would also galvanize the youth movement in favor of the Democrats in the 72 election.
So it wasn't about him being a real risk to the nation. It was about being
was
a risk
wired
to re-election.
Yes,
to
politics.
To create the committee to re-elect the president that also burglarized the Democratic headquarters at Watergate.
Because of his high-profile work as an anti-war spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
he was just one of the many victims, though. In that day and age, if you didn't make the list, the
Nixon's enemy list.
That's right.
And Groucho that's Marx right. was on it.
I was on it.
You were.
Oh yeah.
Willie
no,
Brown.
Willie. To be published without my name, do you? Are you kidding me? That was a badge of courage, my friend. Put your name on that list, and you got it made. No, I got on that list as a result of the anti-war efforts that we were engaging in around Vietnam.
I think you just put it in ink. All the other names were typewritten, and yours kind of fit in there, Willie Brown, Jr.
No, in reality, well, I put it in lemon juice.
so
that when the light later. Hits it, yeah.
One of my first gigs in radio was covering the 72 election for one of now our sister stations in Espanol in San Jose.
I was very involved in the 72 elections. Remember, I gave that speech that got the nomination.
In Miami.
Yes, in
Miami.
I got the nomination for our friend George McGovern. You know, I was kind of a youngish guy. I had no idea.
Fiery Democrat.
Were you head of the California delegation?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. And, you know, one of the great benefits was you got to hang out every non-speaking hour with Shirley MacLaine. So I was highly motivated.
Also, Molly Ivins was down there.
Molly Ivins.
She was hanging out with Hunter Thompson.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. She was like the squeeze.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah. She was a hot.
It was really a part of history. You didn't know you were a part of anything.
Not when you're living through it.
No. You're in the midst of it. How do I know what I'm doing? You know? Why are you kidding me? My goal was not, you know, to free the people in Vietnam.
Just to get by from day to day.
Thank you. And we were stashed out at the Doral Country Club. They put the California delegation at this luxury hotel facility. And at this particular hotel facility, every morning in the restaurant or the coffee shop, they had like a Continental for free, right? And they assumed that, you know, you'd eat a little bit of that, like golfers and whatever you, and then you'd have this elaborate breakfast for $35, $40, $50. Well, this delegation was made up of all poor people. Man, we just assumed that was
that was breakfast.
That was breakfast. By the second day, there was absolutely no evidence of any free continental breakfast. By the third day, there was no sugar on the table. You had to buy coffee to get sugar. You're talking about the Doral Country Club took themselves off the list as a place for delegates to go.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're live from West Coast Green. It's a big expo and a conference here at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in tomorrow's Home Builders Day. But right now at 7:56, it's time to do something, Will Durst.
Oh, my God. Is it that time already?
Yes. Do we have the intro?
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. All right, you guys, I beg your indulgence if I get a bit maudlin here. This is a bit of the old weird. Don't get me wrong, I've been fired before plenty of times. I just never had the opportunity to say anything to the thousands, I mean hundreds, okay, dozens of audience members before leaving. I'm a little confused about exactly how to go about this. I mean, how do I distill 9 months of terror and exhilaration and camaraderie and laughs and the rest of the whole enchilada into a 90-second burst? First off, how do I acknowledge this crack staff of ours? John and Tony and Alan and Chris and Junior and Josie and Capizola and everybody else for discreetly attempting to infect me with their experience and professionalism. And how do I thank Paul Wells, who midwifed this thing in a cab on the way to the hospital, or Bob Agnew for giving us a decent shot against what I'm sure were his better instincts? And how do I ever repay the honor for the ride of my life? He not only drove, but paid the meter and the tolls and the rental and the GPS unit as well. These 9 months were the best reason I ever had not to sleep since the comedy convention in Vegas back in 89, of which I still have no recollection. And finally, how do I thank you, our loyal viewers, for suffering through my long, slow learning curve? Well, there's no real way to thank everybody responsible except to say thanks to all of you. I gotta tell you, man, it's been a whale of a time. I've had more fun than I could possibly imagine, and I hope it's just a hiccup in what will be known as phase one of a long and storied career. And oh yeah, Felipe Alou, thank you most of all. And that's the last burst of Durst for now. Felipe Alou.
We're live from the West Coast Green here at the Bill Graham Civic. Lots more next hour. Stay with us on 960 The Quake.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
The guy we shot in the woods is the guy that we've been looking for all along.
A manhunt is over in Central Florida. Park County Sheriff Grady Judd says officers shot and killed a man this morning, believed to have killed one deputy and wounded another yesterday. Judge says when the suspect didn't show both hands as ordered by the officers, they opened fire.
We knew how violent he was. We knew his proclivity to create death and mayhem, and we weren't going to take a chance on that occurring again.
Sheriff Judge says the suspect had a gun on first inspection, believed to be the weapon of one of the officers in yesterday's shooting. President Bush took his anti-terrorism message to an audience of reserve military officers in Washington today. He says after the 9/11 attacks, he gave the people controlling Afghanistan a chance to get rid of terrorists or face the consequences.
We made our intentions clear. We gave the Taliban a chance to make the right decision. They made the wrong decision, and we liberated Afghanistan.
Some investment experts will tell you it really doesn't mean a lot, but others say it's at least a psychological milestone. The Dow Stock Index is poised to close at an all-time high. CNN's Gary Baumgarten in New York tells us if it closes just a little higher, today could be the day.
Well, Jim, the Dow has been in record territory all morning, but has been fluctuating, helping boost stocks, a report on personal income and consumption that raised no new worries about interest rates going higher. Core U.S. consumer prices rose 0.2% as expected. Analysts say they expect that that will prompt the Fed to stay the course. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan is preparing to address a New York audience this hour. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN New York.
Word from Washington, the U.S. Senate just a short while ago passed a Pentagon spending bill that includes $70 billion more for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The spending bill passed unanimously. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RED, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Death is on blood. Death is on blood.
public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first time out, although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFC number 1204.
Thank you.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
WestcoastGreen.com and register online for only $20. There's just tons of exhibits. RFK Jr. will be speaking at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And the doors open at 9.
If you come tomorrow, you pay the $20 online, you get a ticket, you print it up, you bring it in.
See, simple.
Do you get to see RFK Jr. or is there a separate charge for that?
No, I believe it's
really?
No separate charge.
Oh, way cool.
Yeah, and now, I just, during the news, I went down to the very large bathroom here and lined up over the urinals are these signs. How do you eliminate 80% of the need for energy? Then over another one. What legal issues are blocking green building? Because it is a green expo, and why do we care? Now, we're going to speak to one of the people that we have as guests right now. Nancy McFadden is the VP of Government Relations for PG&E. Nancy McFadden was a graduate of San Jose State. She also was a deputy chief of staff for Al Gore when he was vice president. And then you worked for Gray Davis as well. Nancy McFadden, welcome to Will and
So that Willie. Got a laugh.
And now she works. And now she works for PG&E. Mm-hmm. She is the voice and the spokesperson on the West Coast for PG&E, and even some parts beyond that. Miss Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Working for Gray Davis and Al Gore train you to ultimately be working for PG&E?
I should have known you'd start with a question like that. I'm used to having a flak jacket on, first of all. And second of all, I'm used to working for people that are committed to the environment. And certainly Al Gore, one of the heroes of the environmental movement and a leader in global warming, is somebody who taught me that it's the greatest environmental challenge that's facing us. And so when I made the move to corporate America, I was only going to join a company that shared that commitment. And so I'm glad that PG&E does and has been a leader on global warming. And
which PG&E is this that we're talking about? Is this Pacific Gas and Electric?
It sure is.
Oh!
It sure is.
Okay. So how long do you
it
know?
It had a bumpy few years.
Oh,
but
we're
on the comeback trail, Will.
Nancy, how long have you been with PG&E?
I've been with PG&E less than a year.
Right. And so you are, obviously, I assume that when you took the job, it was for the express purpose of allowing you to do what you were doing on the policy substantive side for the two previous identified employees.
Yes, I do policy and politics together for the company, and I lead government relations. And I should say that one of the reasons that I joined the company was that it is a whole new management team at the company. Over half of the officers at PG&E are new.
So pretty much when you got the gig, you interviewed them rather than them interviewing you.
You know, I think the CEO would say that, yes.
The head man is not a Californian, right?
That's right.
He's from where?
The East Coast, I think New York.
Right. And that's Tom?
Tom King, we've got two CEOs, actually. Peter Darby, the corporation, he's from New York. Tom King, I think, is from Louisiana.
And so you, and they have all been relocated now to San Francisco.
That's right.
To run this query. How do we get PG&E to let the excess solar energy that I am about to acquire be compensated for? Right now, all I can do is offset my bill with PG&E. I can't charge for the excess. How can I do that?
Well, actually you can. If you produce more energy than you use and put it back into the grid, you should be able to get credit for that. And so we'll have to figure out, Mr. Mayor, why that's not happening.
His son is trying to do that in Oakland. He solarized his house. He's having problems selling it back to the grid. Is there some sort of regulatory problem there?
He lives on one of those slanted hills, and he can do nothing with the backyard. So he's covering it with solar panels, generating a lot more energy than either his swimming pool. And my son has a swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
In Oakland, of all places.
Wow.
This is a very rich family. Now that my son's working.
Thus, Willie and the Poor Boys is a theme here on 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. And Nancy McFadden is our guest. She's the VP of Government Relations for PG&E.
Let's go forward. In most places, there are arguments about the location of power plants in most communities, and in San Francisco is a classic example of power plants located primarily in poor areas. What is PG&E attempting to do now about plant location issues that seem to drive some local policies?
Well, Mr. Mayor, as you know, because you were instrumental in doing this, PG&E is actually doing something that isn't being done in places, and that's closing down some power plants. And as you know, because you were part of forcing this to happen, we've closed Hunters Point power plant here in San Francisco precisely because of the issues that you raised, the community raised up, and they had a strong leader in you. And it took a long time, but we closed that power plant.
It sure did take a long time, and Gavin the Good showed up to try to take credit.
How's it going for closing down the Potrero Hill power plant? Because I live on Potrero Hill, and I see that smoke coming up.
Yeah, well,
That's not a PG&E plant.
All right. Yes.
I see.
No.
Whose is it?
Well, we don't name.
It's probably some meth lab.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, it's Marat.
They're not generating electricity for PG&E.
Nah, don't worry about it.
It's another energy company that has that.
I see.
But we're going to close that one, too.
PG&E is one of the sponsors here at West Coast Green. Tell us what the involvement is in PG&E and how you're promoting green and saving energy. I mean, I did have this thing about how you could save 80% of the energy at home.
PG&E, as the whole state of California really is a leader in not just the nation but the world in energy efficiency. We here in this state have done more about energy conservation and energy efficiency than really anywhere in the world. When you look at the country, the use of energy has gone up 50% across the country. In California, it's remained flat.
Really?
Yes. It's something that people don't know, but we really have done really miraculous things in terms of energy conservation and energy efficiency. It's because of leaders of the state and because of leaders in the utilities that that's happened. So one of the things that we need to do is continue working on energy efficiency and energy conservation. The other thing is something that this conference is doing a lot about, which is talking about how you can, in your homes and your businesses, incorporate renewable energy, incorporate energy efficiency, and we have a particular emphasis on solar. We are going to be doing so much, particularly in San Francisco, with respect to solar energy, putting it on nonprofits, trying to work with the city to put it on city buildings, putting it on PG&E buildings. Solar energy is such an important thing in terms of reducing carbon emissions and really, really making a difference in the use of energy in our state.
Do you guys still have the trade-in program, or if you have an energy deficient appliance like a dryer or a freezer, and then you get a new one which is low energy, you get a credit or
that's
something?
We have tons of rebate programs, uh-huh. and we have rebate programs for solar, so we can help people who might not be able to afford it. We can help bring solar not just to the rich, but to everybody.
And why did you look at me when you said that?
Because you talked about the swimming pool.
I talked about my son, not me.
The helipad.
That was my son. But well, then let's bring it down to basics. Can you change his light bulbs? Will's light bulbs are energy deficient.
I'm kind of blushing here.
It took you a minute. It took you a minute, Nancy. Get with it.
It was the problem. It's 8 a.m. It's 8 a.m.
He wasn't suggesting you come to my house and change my light bulb.
The mayor was pulling your leg. He's very good at that. I never know when it's happening. Nancy McFadden, the VP of Government Relations for PG&E, thank you for being a guest here, keeping it real with Will and Will.
You'll be here all weekend?
You'll be here?
I will. Homeowners Day? A whole team of people. Our mm-hmm. CEO is introducing Robert Kennedy Jr.
Really, at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Doors open at 9. Registration is $20 online for tomorrow, Homeowners Day, at westcoastgreen.com. The West Coast Green Expo and Conference is here at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. And again, Saturday is Homeowners Day.
Paul, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
What do I do about those 52 people I'm bringing that can't afford the $30? Do they get in, or do we just trash the place?
Wait.
What do we do?
I know a security guard. I know a back door.
I understand that you know a security guard, Mr. Mayor. Why don't you just have him take care of it?
Well, we'll work it out. We'll certainly work it out before the day is over. But Nancy McFadden,
Tony,
thank you very much.
Yes. And
thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Tony Ryan just informed me that people could actually win tickets for tomorrow at quakeradio.com. You can also go there, go to the Contact Us button, click Email Will and Willie if you want to join in the conversation on the show, or you can call 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. I have an email I'll be sharing with the whole class after we take care of looking at the traffic with John Scott and some other details. And later this hour, John Stauber, who's the co-author of The Best War Ever, and more here from West Coast Green, live at the Bill Graham Civic. I'm Paul Wells, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
816, I'm John Scott at 960 The Quake. This time, we're brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. We've got good news. 101 southbound at Ignatia Boulevard. A few minutes ago, I was trying to find it for you, and we found it. And good news, stall just cleared, and all clear now. Southbound 101 from 37 down to the 580 junction. Also, an accident clearing motorcycle down in the far left lane a few minutes ago. That will be out of there in a little bit. 280 northbound, just after Monterey Boulevard. South Bay troubles, including 87 northbound at the Capitol Expressway. Car into the guardrail, blocking the left lane at the moment. Highway 4 westbound, just past Willow Pass Road, there was a three-car crash. That's also been cleared over to the shoulder. Celebrate Fleet Week, October 6th through the 8th, with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Choose from airshow cruises starring the Blue Angels. Look at the best seat in the house for the Fleet Week fireworks. Call 1-800-ON-THE-BAY or go to fleetweekcruises.com. That's fleetweekcruises.com. And you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5.9%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending.
And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing home, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5.9%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. Even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5.9%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000.
Click on the logo below to chat online with a loan officer or fill out an online application in seconds. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a finance lender's license. APR 6.37%. All loans subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
This Tuesday on the new CW Television Network, an all-new Gilmore Girls.
Luke and I split up.
Lorelai has lost the love of her life.
So we're not getting married.
And facing him again for the first time.
You're the one who's still hung up here. I'm over it.
Means facing the truth.
Right, because you're not affected by this. You're not mad.
You're the one who proposed in the first place.
An all-new episode of Gilmore Girls, followed by the season premiere of Veronica Mars. This Tuesday on the new CW. Starts Tuesday night at 8, only on the CW Bay Area. 44 Cable 12.
Hi, you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
From the bluest city in the bluest state of America, California, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're live from the Bill Graham Auditorium in San Francisco at the Civic Center. It's the location of West Coast Green, a three-day conference and expo about residential building, all the things you can learn, and tomorrow is Homeowners Day, and you can go to westcoastgreen.com and register online for $20. RFK Jr. will be speaking here tomorrow. He's one of those baykeepers as well, and he will be here at 10 for a speech.
RFK Jr.?
RFK Jr.
Isn't he also the host of a show here on The Quake? Isn't he host of Ring of Fire?
It's on Saturdays now.
10 to midnight.
10 to midnight. And Tom Palladino will be joining us in the next hour, green building luminary. And also we'll have Greg Proops, who's a comedian, who'll be one of the guys at Comedy Day in the Park in Golden Gate on Sunday, a grand tradition in the Bay Area. 821, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Willie Brown, Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells. And, you know, we came in here 9 months, started doing the show. And then Will Durst said yesterday that this would be our last week. And that is true. On Monday morning.
Hey, don't blame me.
On Monday
Will
morning.
Will said yesterday it's the last day, so what, we pack up?
No.
What if I say, oh, we're going to be syndicated? Does that mean we're going to be syndicated? It's not my fault. I was just mentioning what happened.
All right, but an avalanche of emails came in at QuakeRadio.com.
We're still, Paul, I still want to assure the listeners that Willie and I will be somehow connected to the station.
Somehow,
yes.
It'll all be connected.
We are tied.
From 0 to 6.
Our belt loops are tied to the Quake.
You say what you want, but I had to give back my clip to get in the station.
Yeah, they kicked you out.
Yeah, I had to return it.
Let me share this email, because this woman, Cynthia, called the station and then wrote an email.
I'm still parking in Michael Savage's spot.
She wrote, I emailed criticisms a couple of times, but that didn't mean I didn't like the show. That was like telling my brother to knock it off when he's being a jerk. I've listened to the entire show every morning and thoroughly enjoyed and learned a lot from it. Will and Willie are a great team. They enjoy each other so much, and their laughter and enjoyment are contagious. I had no idea the show was being threatened by cancellation. None of us out here in Radioland did. Otherwise, thousands of us would have responded to the Quake survey for the new fall lineup, and this would not be happening. The show is a winner, and we took it for granted that it was here to stay. Now, my point is, if you take 960 The Quake for granted, it won't be here to stay. You have to tell people... Other people who ask you that you listen to this radio station.
I love the listener that got on Bob Agnew's case, according to this this email. And she said she got on his case because he took Jerry Springer off. And she said, I won't listen anymore. And then she decided, well, maybe I will give it a listen. Then she said, I realize, what a relief and what a wonderful thing. Get rid of Springer, save Will and Willie. And now all of a sudden, Will and Willie. Or hanging out with Springer. What am I going to do?
Now, Bob Agnew, the program director,
the next
email
is
going to
be, thank you for Stephanie Miller.
You think so,
Miss
right?
Tape Loop.
You're right.
This is not a wake. This is an evolution. There's much more to come. We are not packing it in. We have a lot of great dynamic things. Hey, Willie, we have a thing coming up at the Moscone Center.
Yes, we do. On October
13th.
On October 13th, there is a... And my institute is doing a breakfast. We've traditionally done this when I served as mayor and even before. It'll be 600, 700, 800 people at Moscone West. And, of course, the Quake will be there to cover it. It starts at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And unlike this $20 stuff that you got out here and this $30 stuff,
how much?
$100.
$100.
Damn straight. Yeah, but a lot of scholarships. A lot of scholarships.
What do we have to pay?
A lot of scholarships. What?
What do we have to pay?
Absolutely nothing. Thank we you. Don't charge people that can't afford it.
I'll give you 20 now, Mr. Mayor.
We plan to.
Yes, you got a deal.
And,
go.
Willie, we plan to be there and do a special
there.
Show.
We're
going
to do a special show, and by the way, Mr. Agnew, you're right about Will and Willie. We will be around. We'd have to be around. We've become intimately involved with the Quake.
We're can't shake
of,
you.
That's right. We're kind of the symbol of the so-called left. And I love this other lady that said, hey, listen, Quake, you got me off of NPR, and I thought I was almost cured. Now you're taking away my cure.
Besides
no,
the emails.
We were a placebo.
We were her methadone.
Yes,
we were
yes.
her methadone.
We've got a caller at 866-960-5753. Carol in San Francisco, we want to join you into the conversation, as we do with our listeners. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Carol from San Francisco.
Hey, Carol from San Francisco.
I served under Willie Brown, under the mayor, when he was mayor, and I have been enthralled with Will and Willie's show for the last 9 months. It's the most incredible progressive approach to politics. It's so wonderful to have astute understanding from great people of both local and national, and I'm really going to miss you terribly.
We appreciate that, Carol. Let's try Stephen in St. Helena.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
I'm pissed.
Oh, Stephen. Stephen's one of our Stephen's one of our regular callers, one of the few people who called on a regular basis.
Stephen, I'm saying to all the Quake listeners, support this radio station. As the person who put Will and Willie together and brought this show to the station, took 9 months to do it. It's been on the air for 9 months. Stephanie Miller will be on Monday from 6 to 9. Al Franken will be live, and a lot of listeners wanted to hear all 3 hours of Al Franken now starting Monday. They'll get all 3 hours from 9 to noon. So
for right, 6 months.
We appreciate that problem. You are one of the listeners
here's
that was
my
there.
Problem.
Stephen?
This is a very local and national scope that the Bay Area constantly gets neglected by corporate America. And it's a really, I could care less about, I will not listen to Stephanie Miller. That's my statement. I really don't.
A lot of people said the same thing about Will and Willie when we started, and Stephen, they changed their
Stephen,
mind.
Give her a chance. Actually, she's a lot of fun, and she describes her own show this way, so I'm not putting her down by any means when I say that it's politics with fart jokes.
Exactly.
So it is a lot of fun. She has a lot of energy in the mornings, and she's a sweet dame. She really is.
Yes, I actually went out to hire her for something.
I didn't even know you could get us.
She's very talented.
I didn't even know you could get us in St. Helena.
Yes, well,
sure
it's one
can.
Of the places we come in loud and clear.
Very strong up there.
Is that one of our spikes?
Absolutely.
There are no trucks in St. Helena.
You know, the whole thing about this show is the national implications, because you know, Bill O'Reilly attacked San Francisco when we were first getting the show together, and I was talking with Bob Agnew about putting it on the Quake. And it just proved the point. This is a vilified place in America because we are the bluest of blue. And we're also the greenest of green. We're here at West Coast Green, this expo at the San Francisco Civic Auditorium. And we're the place that leads the charge. This is the place where the 49ers, the original gold rush, happened. This is the place where the beatniks came. This is the place where the bohemians came. The hippies did in the 60s. San Francisco has always been on the leading edge of American culture.
Hoodlum. Did you know that a hoodlum?
And this voice should be heard throughout the nation.
Hoodlum
coming live
was a
from
phrase
San Francisco.
That was coined in San Francisco?
Really?
We had the first hoodlums.
I got to tell you something real quick. Is obviously uniquely San Francisco, and everything on it will be uniquely San Francisco, including Stephanie Miller.
And Al Franken for 6 months until he declares that he's running for senator in Minnesota.
There's a new opening for you right there.
There you go.
One never knows what's going to happen in the radio land.
Does one.
Until it happens.
But I love these emails. These emails, I'm going to include many of them in my book.
There you go. We're going to take a look at what's going on in the rest of the world, and then we'll have in our next segment John Stauber with Sheldon Rampton. He's the co-author of the book, The Best War Ever, Lies, Damn Lies, and the Mess in Iraq. We'll be talking about that. We'll also continue with our guests here at West Coast Green at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Today is a Builder's Day, and the doors will open at 10, but tomorrow doors open at 9, and you can come here and be part of this for $20 at westcoastgreen.com. It's Homeowners Day tomorrow at the Bill Graham Civic. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
SWAT team members shot and killed the suspect who killed our deputy.
Authorities in Lakeland, Florida this morning killed a man suspected of killing one deputy and wounding another yesterday. Sheriff Grady Judd says the man was hiding in dense underbrush. SWAT team members came upon him and told him to show his hands, and when he did not, they started shooting.
The killer chose his end. He chose his end because he didn't show both hands.
There are reports of a school shooting in western Wisconsin. The principal apparently was shot. No word on a medical condition yet. The shooter is said to be in custody. Colorado investigators say the man who killed a high school girl, then himself in a hostage standoff earlier this week, left a suicide note, but they're not revealing its contents. The Dow is down a little so far today in trading, but still within striking distance of the all-time high. This is CNN Radio. The Senate this morning passed the new military spending bill, $448 billion, $70 billion of that for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Two relatives of the new chief judge in the Saddam Hussein genocide trial were gunned down in Baghdad today. One wounded, the other died. Thousands of firefighters have been battling a 250-square-mile fire northwest of Los Angeles. It's been burning most of the month of September. But Fire Information Officer Dan Bastian says now that it's finally more than 60% contained, some of the nearly 5,000 firefighters can start going home.
We have 4,852, and that number, I think, is going to start to decline here in the next day or two.
Fire crews hope to have the fire totally contained by early next week. The government says consumer spending in August was down by 0.1%. Incomes were up 0.3%. Core inflation rose 2.5% from year-ago levels. That's the biggest year-over-year increase in more than a decade. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Do you really know how much you can save on your electricity bill from installing solar panels on your home?
Do you know that you can save up to 30% of the installed cost from federal and state incentives? Alter Systems is the leading Bay Area designer and installer of solar photovoltaic systems for your home or business. They can help answer all your solar energy questions. Visit altersystems.com or call 866-568-5579. That's 866-568-5579 or visit altersystems.com. Go solar and go green for life.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and fancy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProX Print does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProX Print. Thanks again.
Go to ProXPrint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on ProXPrint.com for details. ProXPrint.com. Best prices on quality prints.
The Daily Tribune classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Help a good cause and get in shape at the same time. In observance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, A Safe Place, Oakland's only shelter for battered women and their children, is sponsoring the 5th annual Walk Against Domestic Violence on Saturday, October 14, 2006 at Lake Meriden, Oakland. Join us for a fun-filled day with food, music, children's activities, and exciting raffle prizes. Sign-in begins at 7:30 a.m. and the walk begins at 8. Register online at asafeplacedvs.org or call 510-986-8600 for more information. Walk with us and show your support.
The song that says, do you remember your President Nixon? I am not a crook. 8:35, and it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake with Willie Brown and Will Durst. We're live at West Coast Green, three-day conference and expo here at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. The guests have included a couple of the participants here, and in the next hour, Green Building Luminary, Tom Palladino. We'll also hear from Greg Proops, who's one of the comedians doing Comedy Day for Free in the Park, a grand tradition here in San Francisco at Golden Gate Park, where Willie Brown gets to throw out the first joke, and one of the first performers on Sunday will, of course, be our own Will Durst. Trod the stage at Comedy Day a few times myself.
And bring a blanket.
Mm-hmm. In our segment here, our guest is going to be the author, co-author of The Best War Ever.
Lies, Damned Lies, and the Mess in Iraq.
John Stauber. Let's take one more call. We have a caller all the way down in Los Altos this morning. Gene, good morning. You're on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Gene?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And who am I speaking to?
You're on the air.
Oh,
It's for Will and Willie. I want to say we're devastated down here.
Oh, hon, thank you.
Absolutely devastated that you're leaving the air.
Where are you, Gene? What city?
Los Altos, California.
You get us down there,
yeah,
huh?
In Santa Clara County,
yes,
even
we
there.
We get you. Not only do we get you, lots of us listen to you and talk about you all day long. You set up our day for us.
There you go.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, m'lady.
We want you back. We want you back. We want you back.
Well, this ain't over. This ain't over.
The yeah. chemistry between the two of you is absolutely excellent. The
You've noticed. Thank you.
So good. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe
it's all made up.
Takes a few
we hate each other offstage. Yeah.
Let's go to our guest.
Thank
author.
You very much, lady. You'll keep hearing these two voices somehow, somewhere, and under whatever circumstance. And they will be equally as creative, as lively, and as real, and as keeping it real,
exactly.
which is what we're about.
Willie Brown and Will Durst, only and our money. Guest right now is John Stauber. With Sheldon Rampton, he's written this book. They're the best-selling authors of Weapons of Mass Deception, an early book on the Iraq War. Now, one thing I noted in the book, page 12, as a matter of fact, best laid plans. Let me just read this one little paragraph. For some supporters of the war, the irony was that the Bush administration had a plan available to implement for managing post-Saddam Iraq, but threw it out. During the year leading up to the war, U.S. State Department had organized the Future of Iraq project, and apparently both our Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, and Vice President Dick Cheney decided they didn't like it. Now, a CNN poll today shows 65% of the Americans in the CNN poll now believe Iraq is in a civil war, and that's up from 56% in April. John Stauber, welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Thank you, Paul. Happy to be here.
Dude, you're from Madison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
the 608 area code?
608.
Oh, right downtown, huh?
608-260-9713 is the number.
Ah, and what's the website?
TheBestWarEver.com.
Oh, very easy.
Yeah.
And I take it that you don't think much of this war, even though you call it the best war ever.
Well, you know, like Neil Young says, I don't like this stinking war. The anti-war movement, we now know, you know, I think everyone sitting at this table identified with it and was part of it, was 100% right in what was predicted for this disaster, and the administration was 100% wrong. Those are the simple facts now. We all know it. No weapons of mass destruction, no connection between Saddam and al-Qaeda, no connection to 9/11. I'd like to say we all know it, except the latest Harris survey in July shows that this propaganda campaign has convinced half the Americans that the weapons of mass destruction were found.
That's the nature of the business of the world of politics. You tell a lie often enough, well, and strongly enough and with great conviction, and you suddenly will have half of the people absolutely writing you off as a lunatic and the other half writing you off or, in one manner or another, establishing you as an oracle.
That voice that you hear is the voice of Willie L. Brown, Jr., the greatest politician in the history of the world.
Tell us about the best war ever. What is this book about?
Well, you know,
other than lies, damn lies, and the mess in Iraq.
That's the essence of it, Willie. But it's really about the sell job, the propaganda campaign, and what happens when you delude yourself into believing your own propaganda. Remember Rumsfeld in early 2003, they asked him, well, if we go to war, how long is it going to last? And he said, 6 days, 6 weeks, I doubt 6 months. And people like Wolfowitz and Cheney, we're saying we're going to be welcomed as liberators. You know.
Remember the $200 million estimate? Oh, it's not going to cost more than $200 million. We're spending $2 billion a week.
Right.
That's $2 billion that could be spent here in America on roads, and on schools, on hot lunch programs, on emergency rooms.
Over $300 billion so far. And the worst thing is we now know, even our intelligence agencies concur, it's making terrorism work. Worse, rather. It's making terrorism work. It's putting terrorists to work. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, put terrorists to work.
The Bush Let's Put Them to Work program for terrorists.
John, in reality, though, their estimates were not off on the pure war, because in just a few days, they had, in fact, wiped out Saddam. They knew he had no army. They
yes.
knew he had no weapons. They knew he was obviously out to lunch on techniques and talent.
That's really why they attacked him. He was a pushover.
Thank you. He was just, I mean, he was an easy punching bag. But they had no idea and no plan for anything beyond that. The cost has been associated in lives and money.
with everything beyond the war.
Well, here's what's scary, Willie. We now know they had a plan. They had an extensive plan, the Future of Iraq project, developed by the State Department, but Cheney and Rumsfeld literally threw it out. And remember that crusty General Garner who they brought out of retirement to run Iraq after they knocked over Saddam? He found out about the plan, and he said, this is what we're going to implement. Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz said, no, you're not. He said, fire me. They fired him. They brought in Bremer. They had a plan. They ripped it up. And the reason they ripped it up is because they didn't want it to leak out to the American people in advance of the attack what a hellacious situation it would be to occupy Iraq. So, again, lies, damn lies, and the mess in Iraq.
John Stauber is our guest here at 960 The Quake, the ultimate edition of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And he's the author of the new book, The Best War Ever.
So, John, what you're literally charging the leadership of this administration from Mr. Bush, Rumsfeld, and others with is totally and completely, and in every fashion, misleading America on this war.
Absolutely, yeah.
What should be done to people who do that at the highest level of government?
Well, you know, one would hope they would at least lose their job. I would think that the worst thing any government can do is mislead and lie a nation into a war that they know is completely unnecessary, but they're committed to because of their ideological extremism and their desire to implement, really, let's call it what it is, a plan of empire. These folks come out of the Project for a New American Century.
They got Kissinger. Kissinger's helping them. What more do you need to tell the American people that it's a failed policy when you get Kissinger helping you?
I wonder where Kissinger's now.
They don't know.
Well, who's Kissinger now?
And you get the U.S. intelligence report, the intelligence estimate, saying that it's making the war worse. It said it's making the war. Bush cherry-picked the portions that he was going to declassify. No. It's still sad. Where it's making the war worse. Yeah.
John Stauber is our guest. He is co-author of The Best War Ever, Lies, Damn Lies, and the Mess in Iraq on 960 The Quake. Mm-hmm. A new poll recently in Iraq, it was just released this week. 7 out of 10 Iraqis feel that we should leave right away, and 6 out of 10 at least support attacking American troops. 6 out of 10 Iraqis.
I guess we're not being greeted as liberators. I think the bottom line here is that everything the administration said is wrong, and we've got to get our occupying forces out of Iraq for the good of Iraq and for the good of protecting and supporting our own troops.
Are you just a cut and runner?
No, I'm not just a cut and runner. Actually, I heard Zbigniew Brzezinski lay it out very clearly. Good old Cold Warriors Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Former Secretary of Defense for Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, and one of these guys is in and
Secretary
out of both
State,
Democratic and Republican administrations, not exactly considered a pacifist.
Because he was kind of considered a protege of Kissinger.
Well, Brzezinski is saying, hey, here's what you do. You set a date, you announce we're leaving, the troops are withdrawn, you organize a regional conference, you bring together every nation, and you stress stability. I think what's clear is this administration doesn't want stability. I really believe Cy Hirsch when he says that after this election, George Bush's agenda is going to be expanding the war into Syria and Iran. We saw this summer how
they were laying the groundwork for Iran.
Oh, absolutely. People like James Woolsey, former CIA director, saying, let's attack Syria. The head of the Project for a New American Century saying, let's attack Iran. This is an administration committed to war, not committed to figuring out how to bring about stability and peace. That's the bottom line.
And your book tells that story graphically and in not too many pages.
Oh, there's lots of pages here, Mr. Mayor, and a lot of footnotes.
This is the paperback version.
But I want to say,
hardcover.
I want to say the nice thing about The Best War Ever is, like our other books, we have a great Tom Tomorrow cartoon. So if you're having trouble finding time to read, you can just read the Tom Tomorrow cartoon on the cover and set the book on the shelf for a while.
And you can get it, of course, anywhere books are sold. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but go purchase it at a local independent bookstore near you.
Now, are you doing a little book tour, and that's why you're here in San Francisco, John Stauber?
I am. I've been speaking at about 5 bookstores in the Bay Area, and since I'm plugging the book, let me plug the movie. TheBestStoreEver.com, we prepared a little four-minute video clip that's up online, and it's got some of the great moments in the sell job to this war, such as Rumsfeld when he's asked by Tim Russert whether he warned the president about the insurgency that the State Department had been predicting, and he goes, but, I don't know. I can't remember.
And believe me, he was telling the truth. His condition, his level of intellect, in the absence of any clarity of mind, he can't remember.
It's like when Bill Frist was asked what he thought about the National Intelligence Estimate. I haven't read it.
The report.
Yeah.
Yes, it's only been here since April. But I know. I still haven't read it.
Today, Trent Lott on Iraq said, why do Sunnis kill Shiites? They all look the same to me.
No.
Trent Lott, Republican from Mississippi, Senator Trump Lott said that. And
he's reverting to his old ways, isn't he?
It's time to secede. I'm telling you, people, it's time to secede. We're California. We know what we want. We don't want this. I'm starting to secede California. Leaving the radio.
Right.
I'm going to form the secede.
We already had the burst of theirs.
Oh, sorry.
We have
a
whole other hour of our
Madison
show to go.
In
Thanksgiving week.
Two Wisconsin natives here. The Best War Ever is the book co-written by our guests here, John Stauber and Sheldon Rampton. Lies, Damn Lies, and the Mess in Iraq. BestWarEver.com for more information. We're live from West Coast Green. It's a three-day expo here at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. Tomorrow's Homeowners Day, and you can go to westcoastgreen.com and register online for only $20. There's hundreds of exhibits, and RFK Jr. will be talking here tomorrow morning at 10. Definitely worth the price of admission all by itself. Don't mind his Katharine Hepburn voice. He's going to have an operation to fix that. It's a little problem with his voice. Not really a bad thing.
I want to call this author John Stauber.
Ring of Fire is on the Quake. 10 to midnight on Saturday nights with RFK Jr. And we are live here from the three-day conference and expo at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, West Coast Green. And in the next hour, we'll have Tom Palladino, who's a green building luminary, and Greg Proops on Comedy Day. The fun continues. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
A look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Hey there, it's 8:49. I'm John Scott. This time we're brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Here's what's happened in the Bay Area. Car on fire in San Jose on 280 northbound, right at the 880 junction, on the right shoulder, right underneath the overpass. And it's a little slow past there, as there's curiosity brake lights. Maroon troubles in Corte Madera on 101 southbound. Just after Tamaulipas, was two cars blocking, now shoved off the road. Metering lights are off. Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, no real delays at the moment. Drive more and pump less in the Toyota Corolla. It gets an EPA estimated 41 miles per gallon on the highway, and it comes in four sporty models. And each one gives you more bang for your buck. Check out all nine fuel-friendly Toyotas at your Toyota dealer today. And remember, before you head out, check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-600-1738. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
In the Bay Area, many customers are already saving 20% on their monthly Pacific gas and electric bill with the CARE program. A savings of over $350 a year could mean extra groceries or a few tanks of gas. There are still thousands of customers who qualify but haven't signed up. Applying is free, easy, and confidential. For an application, call 1-866-PGE-CARE or stop by any Smart and Final store in Northern California.
To Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're live from West Coast Green, the three-day conference and expo at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. We've had guests that are participants in this event. We'll have Tom Palladino, who's a Bachelor of Mechanical Engineering, among other things, and he's one of the leading forces in the green building movement. We'll be talking to him. You can come by for Homeowners Day tomorrow. Right now, let's talk to one of our listeners who's on the line. We have Dave in San Francisco. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Willie Brown. And Willie Brown, we're on
the
air.
Hey, he's
Willie
getting
Brown.
His mattress from Sleep Train, all right?
Hello.
Settle down.
Dale in San Francisco. Good morning. You're on The Quake. Will Durst and I'm Paul Wells, and Willie Brown is schmoozing.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to say that Will and Willie, you started off rough, but you got very good very quickly to the point where that you've become a San Francisco entity. I mean, something to be proud of. And I totally agree with those two ladies that called in before. If anybody had known that that you weren't in on solid ground, you would have had a groundswell. And whereas your replacement is somewhat charming, from LA, it is still an LA entity, which is to say somewhat superficial.
Well, thank you, Dale. We appreciate your support. And Stephanie Miller didn't live her whole life in LA. She's been around. In fact, her dad was the running mate for Barry Goldwater, so there's a political switch.
Yeah.
We appreciate the support of the listeners, but the thing is that when it comes right down to it, you have to tell other people about The Quake. You have to tell people you listen to The Quake when you're asked.
I can't believe they're firing just me. I can't believe you guys are going to stay on.
Speaking of which, an hour ago, you fired off a burst of Durst. Let's go, and for the listeners that weren't here an hour, go hear it right now. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Do we want to go to another caller first? Oh, okay. I thought we only had a couple of minutes here. Mark Scene in Los Altos. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Hey, you're going to get a burst of Marcine.
A burst of Marcine. Go ahead, quickly.
When I heard that Will and Willie were not going to be on, when you weren't going to be on, I thought for sure you had left to do something more important, like manage Phil Angelita's campaign or something.
If he was only
so smart to hire Willie Brown.
Let me assure you one thing, that he wouldn't be 20 points behind in the polls if we was managing his campaign.
There you
right.
go.
That's right. And I thought, okay, if they're doing something more important,
you
want to
do that,
give
Willie?
Them up.
No, we're not doing anything more important. We are going to join Newsom's contact program, and that's for homeless and unemployed people.
Oh, well, I am just shocked. I'm totally shocked, and I'm
cash.
Sorry, but Stephanie Miller...
Thank you for your burst,
you
Marcin, in Los Altos. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we had Plan B, or Plan whatever this is, Version 3. Now we're on to Version 4. Burst of Durst from an hour ago here on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary
Hello?
From Will Durst.
And it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. All right, you guys, I beg your indulgence if I get a bit maudlin here. This is a bit of the old weird. I don't get me wrong, I've been fired before plenty of times. I just never had the opportunity to say anything to the thousands, I mean hundreds, okay, dozens of audience members before leaving. I'm a little confused about exactly how to go about this. I mean, how do I distill 9 months of terror and exhilaration and camaraderie and laughs and the rest of the whole enchilada into a 90-second burst? First off, how do I acknowledge this crack staff of ours? John and Tony and Alan and Chris and Junior and Josie and Capazola and everybody else for discreetly attempting to infect me with their experience and professionalism. And how do I thank Paul Wells, who midwifed this thing in a cab on the way to the hospital, or Bob Agnew for giving us a decent shot against what I'm sure were his better instincts? And how do I ever repay the Honorable Willie L. Brown, Jr. for letting me sit in the passenger seat for the ride of my life? He not only drove, but paid the meter and the tolls and the rental and the GPS unit as well. These 9 months were the best reason I ever had not to sleep since the comedy convention in Vegas back in 89, of which I still have no recollection. And finally, how do I thank you, our loyal viewers, for suffering through my long, slow learning curve? Well, there's no real way to thank everybody responsible except to say thanks to all of you. I gotta tell you, man, it's been a whale of a time. I've had more fun than I could possibly imagine, and I hope it's just a hiccup in what would be known as phase one of a long and storied career. And oh yeah, Felipe Alou, thank you most of all. And that's the last burst of Durst for now.
And in case you don't know, we'll explain that remark in the next hour. Tom Palladino, Green Building Luminary, joins us here at the Bill Graham Civic. Also, Greg Proops will be Sunday in the Park and Comedy Day. And we're right now here at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium for West Coast Green. The three-day expo goes through tomorrow, Saturday. That's Homeowners Day. Register at westcoastgreen.com for $20. We'll give you more in the next hour after we hear what's going on in the world. Stay with us. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst, keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm Kevin Klein. I'd like to tell you what the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International is all about. It's curing diabetes and its complications. The JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes raises millions of dollars to fund the finest, most advanced diabetes research the world has to offer. So bring your family, your friends. All you gotta do is walk. I'm ready. Are you?
For more information on the walk in your area, call 1-888-533-WALK.
Hey there, Mr. Chipmunk.
Oh,